And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to episode 2, season 3 of the 1209 podcast. I know that's a lot of numbers. You may be wondering why we call it the 1209 podcast. We call it the 1209 podcast because we're coming to you live from beautiful and, as of this recording, just a bit snowy, 1209 West Ogden in LaGrange Park, Illinois. That's about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf. And I am all excited this week. I have to tell you, I'm starting to feel the Christmas spirit. I don't know if anybody else is, but you know, the kids here at NAS have been given so much time and so much effort, so much service to so many organizations that I'm starting to get in the Christmas mood. I've been listening to 93.9, which, you know, that's just nothing but Christmas music. And I'm ready. I wrapped all my presents this weekend. I hope that you've gotten on that, too. If you haven't picked up any presents, may I suggest the end zone? Yeah, you have a lot of NAS gear. I believe it's open from 3:05 to 3:30 on weekdays, so you really need to plan ahead. But you could stop by the end zone and pick up some NAS gear. The other place you could go would be our new corporate sponsor. If you're looking to get anybody some dry cleaning for the holidays, you could head on over to the CD One Price Cleaners at 55th and Brainerd. We have an update, by the way, on the CD One Price Cleaners at 55th and Brainerd. Excuse me for one second. I'm just going to take a sip of one of our other corporate sponsors, Lime LaCroix. Lime LaCroix. It's all natural. We have an update on the CD One Price Cleaners at 55th and Brainerd. I was telling Mrs. Tracy about the CD One Price Cleaners and how, you know, I enjoy it and Mr. Moran enjoys it. And as it turns out, are you ready for this? Mrs. Tracy also enjoys the CD One Price Cleaners at 55th and Brainerd. What more do you need? What more could you possibly need? Go on over there. Get some dry cleaning done. Heck, if you don't have any dry cleaning, take one of your neighbor's dry cleaning. It doesn't matter. Just get over there. And if you use, this is a special deal because you're a listener to the 1209 podcast. If you use the promo code NAS1209, absolutely nothing will happen. But perhaps it will get their attention. Probably not. Speaking of the NAS 1209 podcast, many, many, many thanks to the over 150 of you who downloaded this podcast. Mr. Moran, can you believe 150 people listened to this thing last week? I know. Well, you say thank you. No, you say thank you. Thank you very much for the over 150 downloads. That's quite humbling, and I'm going to be totally honest with you, relatively confusing, but we truly appreciate it here at Nazareth. Kind of had some fun earlier this week with Mr. Drinan. I was able to smuggle a note into him at Bennett. I had to do it under the guise of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but I let him know that I went on iTunes to see if we had ever gotten any reviews. And we did. We got one. But it was written in, I believe it was Mandarin. I don't know. I know that it was definitely one of the Chinese dialects, but it was, I think it was Mandarin. So I went to, and I so I couldn't understand it. So I took it and I went to Google Translate, and the review read, and I quote, "I'm confused," which I think absolutely. If you listen to this long enough, there's no other way to feel. I don't blame them. But thank you for the download, and I assume you must have downloaded this again if you're listening. I don't know how else you could have gotten it. So thanks for coming back. We have a great interview this week with Eva Kelly, our 7th place in state diver. She's a lot of fun. She's new to Nazareth, came to us from Mother Macaulay. This is her first year, and she is she's really fun. She's really a nice kid. We're happy to have her, so I hope you enjoy that interview. But so many things to touch on before we get to that. How about this weekend here at the Academy? This place never stops. Frank Sinatra once sang about New York in saying that it was the city that doesn't sleep. But 1209 West Ogden is just as active. Friday here at the Academy, we had the boys basketball game at night. What a nice turnout from the Freddy Fanatics and the entire girls basketball team. Unfortunately, the boys were not victorious, but they did play hard. Prior to the game on Friday, Mr. Beatty and I were able to go to dinner at J.C. George's. Don't even get me started on how much I love J.C. George's. The soup there is unreal. The French fries are great. And if you want to go there for breakfast instead, please, just, good Lord, the hash browns are great. The Greek toast is great. I don't even need them to be a corporate sponsor. That's how much I like them. I'm just telling you to go to J.C. George's and enjoy it, because it is fantastic. And there, if you use the promo code NAS1209, again, not a thing. But Mr. Beatty and I were able to go to J.C. George's prior to the game on Friday. It was the first time he was able to go to J.C. George's, his debut. He really enjoyed it. So if you see him around the building, ask him what he thought. He really liked the French fries, or as Mr. Beatty calls them, las papas fritas. Friday morning, several of our lady soccer players made an appearance on the WGN Morning News. Grace Heary was kind of challenged to put together a service project for an organization called Buddy's Helpers, which is an organization that tries to take care of kids in need around this Christmas season. And she was asked to try to get 500 cards with motivational sayings on them, $500 and 500 toys. And because she was able to do this, she and two of her friends, Amanda DeCesar and Sophia Collada, were able to go to the WGN Morning News on Friday morning. Hopefully some of you guys got to see them. Chance the Rapper was there. He was there with Tom the Weatherman and Scott the Sportsman and all other sorts of people. I can't get past the name Chance the Rapper. I wonder if people ever say to him, What do you do for a living, Mr. the Rapper? But they were able to go to the WGN News on Friday morning, and they certainly seemed to have a good time. They did not get to meet Chance the Rapper. They did get to see him, though. And I know they were plenty excited, so we're going to try to get them on next week. But they're in high demand right now, so we'll see what we can do. And then Saturday, the math team hosted the math competition here at Nazareth, which seemed like a lot of fun. If Katie Heron has taught you anything in this world, the answer is that the limit does not exist. So I don't know if that was the answer to any of the questions at the math competition on Saturday, but it was certainly well attended. And then Saturday night, this is a pretty cool thing. This almost never happens. Alyssa Geary, member of our Lady Roadrunners basketball program, had a triple-double in her game at the Whitney Young tournament. Now, for those of you who are uninitiated in the lingo of basketball, a triple-double is when you have 10 or more in any stat, three or more stats. So she had more than 10 points, more than 10 rebounds, more than 10 blocks in the same game. So three categories of double digits. That's very hard to do. So kudos to Alyssa. That team is playing well. As of this recording, team is still undefeated. And we're very excited about that. I know that this comes out on Wednesday, so they have a game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against St. Joe's in the Rooney Student Center. And then you know, throughout the weekend, so much service was going on. There was a lot of stuff for the St. Cletus Food Pantry and for the Giving Tree. Kairos came home on Saturday. The service never really stops at Nazareth, but I can only speak from my personal point of view, and I can tell you that Sunday was one of the most wonderful and rewarding days I've had in my almost decade at Nazareth. Miss Augustine and I took a dozen of our student council members down to Misericordia to volunteer our time on Sunday from about probably about 8 to 5. And if you're not familiar with Misericordia, it's an absolutely fantastic place. It's a home for children and adults with developmental disabilities, and many of them have lived there their whole lives. Several of the residents, one of the residents we spoke to, came to Misericordia, and he was 5 months old. He's now 48, and we had the privilege of working with a lot of the with a lot of the residents. We got to speak with a lot of their parents, and we also got to speak to Sister Rosemary, who is a dynamo of a woman. If you know anything about Misericordia, you know that Sister Rosemary Connolly has been in charge of Misericordia for the last almost 50 years, and she is just such a staunch supporter and believer in the residents there and the message that Misericordia sends, that is that every life is worth living. And she was an inspiration, I know, for a lot of us. She reminded me a lot of our Sisters of St. Joseph, just really willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done and to do it in a very positive and loving, caring manner. And it was a day that I won't soon forget. And it's just I say it a lot, and I probably say it more around this time of year than I do any other time of year, but we are truly very blessed to be at Nazareth with the kids that we have, with the families that we work with, the message that is sent from Nazareth to the rest of the community when we're out there together is that we really are a good group of people. And it was a beautiful thing. The compliments we got from the kids were amazing. Not a single complaint, but several compliments. A couple of the older kitchen staff, I think, wanted to keep a couple of the kids around, and we had to take them home. But they're really charmers. But they did a great job, and just another indication of how wonderful Nazareth Academy students are. Speaking to those of you who used to be Nazareth Academy students, just like me, if you haven't joined the Nazareth Academy alumni Facebook page, oh, give me 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Here comes the corporate sponsor. Hold on. Lime LaCroix, it's all natural. If you haven't joined the Nazareth Academy alumni Facebook page, please do. Earlier this week, Mrs. Payne from our alumni and PR department did a great job of posting and asking if you could buy one thing from the servery. Would it be Bosco sticks or Naz cookies? And as of this taping, the Naz cookies are putting a hurt on Bosco sticks. The Naz cookies are winning hands down. But it was really a fun debate. One of the things that I really laughed at was the fact that those Naz cookies have been around forever. I mean, you're talking 30, 40, 50 years worth of alum going back and saying, yeah, I'd buy a Naz cookie. Yeah, I'll take a Naz cookie. You know, what was really funny to me was that sometimes some of the people a little older than me were saying those cookies were 35 cents when I was there. Now I believe they're maybe $1.25 or $1.50. But it's just interesting. It's just one of those Naz traditions that I guess just kind of keeps on going. Speaking of Naz traditions that keep on going, next week's exam week. It's 4 days next week, next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then, of course, it's time for Christmas break. Really looking forward to the break. I think everybody's kind of ready for a little bit of a vacation, looking forward to Christmas, spend time with your family, and then come back ready and raring to go for the second semester. I did get a little sneak peek at the 2018-2019 school year. I got a little sneak peek at the calendar, and I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but there's some big changes in store, and it's going to be very interesting to see. I think a lot of people are going to be very happy, as they always are. as they always are. As I said, I'm hoping next week we'll get to speak with Sophia and Amanda and Grace. But this week we have Eva, who is just fantastic, just a great kid, a lot of fun. We're happy to have her. So I hope you enjoy the interview with her as much as I enjoyed doing it. Mr. Moran, do you have anything to say before we turn it to Miss Kelly? You were not a diver. No, we're not going to start that. No, you weren't. Stop it. Stop it. Don't make me call Maria. All right, we're going to take you to the interview with Eva Kelly right now. Thanks to both of you for sticking with us. We're here with Eva Kelly, seventh place in state diver and a wonderful representative of the Academy. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
You're guest number one of season three.
I am.
You are. You're guest number one of season three. And I've got a lot of questions concerning diving.
Okay.
First and foremost, we know that diving is a water sport. If it wasn't, it would be extremely dangerous.
Yes.
And we know that roadrunners are desert animals. Can roadrunners dive and or swim?
They could probably not dive, but I think they could swim.
You think they've ever been faced with the opportunity to swim?
No. But
I went to Wikipedia to search this.
What did it say?
Well, it said, can you give us a $3 donation? That's all. That's the all the information I got. Think that through. I think they'd be fine. I think they'd be able to figure it out, sure.
Yeah, it's like when you put, like, you know when people put their little infants in those swim classes where they just leave them to, like, save themselves?
That scares me.
Yeah, I think it would be like that.
What kind of swimming do you have to do when diving? You don't really have to swim much, right? Just enough to get you back to the side of the pool?
Yeah. We had a girl that on our McCullough team who learned to swim a week before she joined the diving team.
Well, that's, yeah. So it might not be a prerequisite. Now, you are here at the Academy, and there's so much more to you than diving. You are also a former member of the Beatles. What else do you like to do around here? How are you enjoying your time at 1209?
I do my homework in my study hall. I do that all the time.
Which is nice. That's what it's there for.
Yeah.
Not today, though. You're not doing it today.
No, I'm not.
No. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I usually go see my math teacher, my physics teacher.
He's good. They're good people.
Yeah. Or you, or Mr. Green.
Well, here I am. But what has the highlight been of your time at the ACAD so far?
Probably meeting new people.
Mm-hmm. There's some good folks around here.
Yeah.
What have you, oh, great question. There's going to be a lot of people really interested in this one. Not that there's a lot of people listening. What is your favorite pick from the Nazareth cafeteria?
So we used to have the same food service at Macaulay's.
Uh-huh.
At Macaulay, and everyone's favorite was the cookies.
Okay.
So I think the cookies are definitely up there.
I was going to bring some cookies on my alumni trip a couple weeks ago. I was out in Iowa seeing folks. Do you think they travel well?
Yeah.
I'm concerned about, because each cookie, fun fact, each cookie contains 3 sticks of butter. And I don't know how well that would travel.
You gotta take the light ones.
No such thing. Each one of them weighs like a pound and a half. You ever pick those things up?
No, like the light, like...
Oh, the ones that aren't like
colored ones, yeah. Those are the better ones.
So tell the fine folks at home how you got into diving.
So I was a gymnast for about 5 or 6 years.
Which is not a water sport.
No.
Nope.
And then my dad just thought, like, oh, flipping, they correlate, you should probably go into diving. And I was like, okay. So I tried it out, because a lot of gymnasts go into either diving or pole vaulting, and pole vaulting was just not for me.
Pole vaulting seems dangerous.
Yeah. I don't know. So I did diving for about a year, and then I quit, played club volleyball for a year, and then started diving in high school again.
And you've done a mighty fine job.
Thank you.
Two top 10 places in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What is the secret? What is the mindset when you're on the diving board? Ooh, God, I'm full of good questions today. What is the mindset on the diving board?
Well, Well, I think what helps me a lot is I don't watch the meets. Mm-hmm. So I have no idea what my competition is.
You just go out there and do your thing.
Yeah, you just focus on... I just focus on that dive and that dive only.
Wow.
And then once I'm over with, I focus on the next dive.
And you're never curious about how the others are doing?
I am, but I don't like to look or...
Yeah. I can understand that. Now, I did notice while we were at the diving meet. Is it a meet?
Yeah.
You're big on the headphones. You don't wear the headphones in the water because that's just it's bad planning. But what do you listen to while you're getting ready?
So I had a playlist. I made a playlist for sectionals and state. I had some country, some rap, but I had a lot of old Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had our conversations about Selena in the past, and what we know about Selena Gomez is that she seems like a lovely young woman. She's not a diver, but she seems like a lovely young woman, and she's got it bad for the Biebs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does old Selena Gomez consist of? What kind of songs are those?
Like, Come and Get It.
Mm-hmm.
What else have I done? Same Old Love is good.
Mm-hmm.
Drawing a blank.
Yeah. What kind of rap was on there? Was it Chance?
No, I did not have any Chance on there.
Chance just made his Nazareth debut this morning. On the WGN News. We'll have to talk to those ladies next week.
Mm-hmm.
What rap were you listening to?
So I had Lil Uzi Vert.
Sure, Naturally.
Naturally, and then mm-hmm. I had some Travis Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Some Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar he's very popular. And then what was the country?
Jason Aldean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keith Urban.
Old Keith Urban or new Keith Urban?
Old.
Uh-huh. I hear he's dreamy. He's a dreamboat, that Keith Urban.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about Taylor Swift? We've had our Taylor Swift conversations as well. Did she make the cut?
I think so.
Uh-huh. I mean, what is the single song that gets you most... Like, if you were a professional wrestler and you were walking down to the ring, what song would be playing?
By Taylor Swift?
Whatever song would be that big a pump-up for you.
Last year and this year, I had Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters.
Okay.
That was like...
Yeah, the Foo Fighters can't be... They can't be ignored. They're a fine band.
Not at all, yeah. So that was a big pump-up for me.
Kind of a Nirvana Jr., the Foo Fighters. But I feel like they fly under the radar a little bit. I mean, they're a huge band, but I don't even think they're as popular as they should be. They should be up there with like a U2.
Agreed.
Yeah.
They're very underrated.
Now, what are your plans then? I mean, for next year's diving season, what is your goal?
My goal is top 5.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I mean, you're already right there. You're already right there.
Mm-hmm.
How do things change year from year? How do you change your practice up? How do you change your discipline, that kind of thing?
Well, this year changed a lot because I went from having a team and a pool to having no coach, no team, no pool,
mm-hmm.
no program.
Mm-hmm.
So I trained at club, and I was training with my club practices for a little bit, and then once it came closer to championship season, I did privates and went 4 days a week for like a month.
Well, I think that can't be overlooked, the fact that you did all this on your own. That's unbelievable.
Thank you.
It is unbelievable. It's very impressive.
Thank you.
Do you feel any different doing it on your own than you would with a team, or is it still the same concentration level?
I felt a little different, mostly because we had a big team in the past,
mm-hmm.
and that was just different practices and everything like that. But once I got to private, it was kind of different because mm-hmm. I was just by myself and I was on the board all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But regular club practices weren't that different. I was with my old friends from club, so.
Oh, that's nice.
Just kind of normal.
Reunion tour. So I'm going to ask you some quick NAS questions now, non-diving related.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite class?
Um, Physics or algebra.
Okay. Favorite teacher?
Mr. Ortiz.
Yeah, nice man. Nice man.
Right.
As a junior, is junior year as bad as they're making it out to be, or are you just holding this thing down?
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Right? It's not that bad.
No.
You just keep standing.
Yeah, and physics is like a freshman class, so it's not... And I already have that math.
Right.
That
right.
They cut out for the freshmen, so it's not that bad at all.
What would you give, what kind of advice would you give to the youngsters at home who aren't listening, but we like to pretend they are, if they wanted to attend Nazareth? What would you say to them?
Join the diving team.
Join the diving team. That, you know what? You're not going to top that. That's where this interview ends, because that is an absolutely fantastic finish.
I would also say meet with your teachers a lot, because I have, when I struggle with my classes and with my concepts and all that, I go into them, and they were really helpful once I go in and get help. So they're really like, they really put themselves out there to
That's awesome.
Make you understand them.
Well, you like to hear that. You like to hear that. And then they let you out in time to join the diving team.
Yeah, join the diving team.
Join the diving team. Where do practices take place?
Wherever you dive club. So.
Mm-hmm.
Dive club at UIC.
Mm-hmm. Which, just a place after my own heart. There's so many good restaurants near UIC that I don't even understand how anybody could be doing anything besides eating. Taylor Street, Greek Town. I mean, my goodness. How about a shout out to Tofano's on Vernon Park Place? It's a Naz family that owns Tofano's, and it's it's good food, but you got to bring cash.
True.
They don't take credit cards. I enjoy the calamari down there. What is your favorite UIC area restaurant?
I like Flo and Santos.
Uh-huh. Is that, what kind of food is that?
American. Burgers, chicken sandwiches.
Is that on what street?
It's on, Morgan?
Morgan, okay.
I'm not positive, though.
Sure.
I could be completely wrong.
Speaking of colleges, do you have a plan? Do you know where you want to head after the academy? I mean, it's all downhill after this. It doesn't get better than 1209 West Ogden, but where would you like to head after that? Could be anywhere.
You're totally right. I want to go somewhere that I really like,
mm-hmm.
obviously. I mean, if that means I don't dive, then I don't dive. I like University of North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
Clemson,
mm-hmm.
IU.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want to go to big school.
Yeah, yeah. Those are fun. Big schools are fun. And now already, for your time here at NAS, we've already given you a, you know, you've earned a 7th place in state finish. We've earned a 2nd place in state finish for football.
Mm-hmm.
And now as of this recording, so don't quote me, as of this recording, the ladies basketball team is undefeated. So we're putting on a show for you, Eva. We're putting on a show. Have you gone out to any of the games? You were at the state championship game, correct?
Yes.
Have you come out to any of the basketball games?
No, I have not.
Oh, you got to get out there.
I know.
The other day, the music was broken, which it sounds like was my fault, but I'm not 100% sure about
it was that. Definitely my fault.
That's fake news. But the music was broken, and so the Freddie Fanatics sang Christmas carols. It was adorable, is
That's
what it was.
Awesome.
Because it was about a dozen 300-pound football players singing All I Want for Christmas this year. So I do think it's worthwhile to come on out to the Rooney Student Center and root for our boys and girls basketball teams, because you just really never know what could happen over there.
Oh.
It was cute.
It sounded like fun.
It would. They're a lot of fun. And if you head over to the concession stand, Mrs. Telesti always has some real nice nachos ready to go. So come on out to that. What's on the Christmas list?
Gym shoes.
Uh-huh. Certain type of gym shoes?
Adidas gym shoes.
What did I say
yesterday? Headphones, Beats. I want Beats.
Beats.
Yeah, the wireless ones.
Okay, now this is where I struggle a bit. What's the difference in headphones? I just have the ones that come with the phone. What differs?
I have those too. But for me,
someone might be listening to this right now on said headphones. Talk about meta.
So for the meets, I have the ones that come with the phone.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm doing my like motions or whatever, they always fall out of my ears.
Sure.
and they always get super like wet and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I want the wireless ones that you could just put over your ears, so your arms don't like
right.
get all messed up, you know.
If your phone gets wet,
oh, yeah,
you can put it in rice.
Yeah.
Can that happen with the headphones?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then you can put your phone wherever you want. You don't have to hold your phone in your hand while you're going like this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have an issue with the phone going anywhere though. I think I have to invest in one of those shoulder pads, the things where they hold the phone on your arm.
Yeah.
Because I like to go for my big walks around LaGrange Park and make sure that the neighborhood is behaving itself. I like to just make my presence known. And I'll leave the phone in my pocket while I'm constantly pulling up my pants. I got to find a better place for the phone. Where do you put your phone when you're exercising? In like jogging pants? On the ground?
I don't run.
You don't run. No, I don't run. That's
at all. So
sick people run.
That's not an issue for me.
No.
But my exercising is diving, so it's usually my bag.
Yeah, you can't be diving with
unless
that
I'm
phone.
Doing the music. I always do the music at practice, so my phone is on the speaker.
DJ EK.
Yep.
Oh, nice. You know what? I'll tell you what. You ever come out to the Rumi Student Center?
All my playlists.
Oh, she's got playlists on yep. on what? Is it SoundCloud?
Spotify.
And how do you? Is it DJ EK?
No.
No.
Not a DJ.
No. You ever come out to the Rooney Student Center, I'll let you be the guest DJ at Press Row.
Place would go up in flames.
Because if I, whenever I do the music, for some reason the kids don't necessarily respond to Tony Braxton and Kenny G, so it might be better off if you jumped in.
You're right.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to tell the fine folks at home? You know, this is true. Usually we have a couple hundred listeners to these things. So is there anything you'd like to say to these fine folks?
I would like to say, don't make swimming or diving a choice for high school. Kind of Naz either way, because you can swim or dive.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people choose LT over mm-hmm. Naz just because of the program, but...
But look at you, 7th in state. That's right. Put that on our tab. Well, we're so happy to have you. We really are. We're glad
Thank
to have you.
You.
And there have been a few Facebook likes already today about the fact that you are on the interview this week. So people are excited. At least three. So that's big news.
So I'm talking to at least three people right now.
At least three people. Plus, then it goes on demand forever. So you could be up to four or five by the end of time.
Well, my parents will definitely watch it.
Oh, they can only listen. We don't. Oh no! If we did a video podcast, my numbers would go way down. My numbers would go way down. I've got a face for radio, but the it'll be on demand, and this will be out Wednesday the 13th. Everybody's listening. Oh, you know what, guys? Thanks for the reminder. I know you're listening on Wednesday the 13th. I got a dentist appointment today. On Wednesday the 13th. Thank you for the reminder.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Dr. Fred Morgala. Westmont, Illinois. Got to clean the teeth.
Always.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
I'm getting my wisdom teeth out.
Oh.
22nd.
Wisdom teeth out is not fun.
Right before Christmas, I know.
Well, all you want for Christmas is your two front teeth. You know that song?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did they sing that at the basketball game?
You know what they sang at the basketball game? They sang, All I Want for Christmas Is You. They sang Feliz Navidad. They sang Silent Night, which was just out of place because it was a close game, and Silent Night isn't going to get anybody all worked up. It's a beautiful song, but it's not a pump-up song. Jingle Bell Rock came out. They were trying to do some of the Mean Girls dance, which just didn't go well. And so that was out there. And actually, you have a connection to Mean Girls, having dove at New Trier High School. Which is
right.
the high school
yeah.
Upon which Mean Girls is based.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they did not. They did not sing All I Want for Christmas My Two Front Teeth. My understanding is for tonight's game, the theme is oldies. They'll be singing oldies.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think they'll sing some Foo Fighters?
No, I think they were, the last I heard, they were leaning towards a lot of Journey. They like Journey a lot.
Okay.
Not my life.
Not
my
life.
Not my life. Well, as always, we appreciate having you, and that's how we're going to sign off this fine Wednesday, or Thursday or Friday, whenever you're listening. And do you know how we end the podcast? We have a nice recording of Mrs. Tracy, who takes us home, So we'd like to ask our guests to ask Mrs. Tracy to take it away. So if you could you say, take it away, Mrs. Tracy.
Take it away, Mrs. Tracy.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.